Well, today we have this wonderful story of the blind beggar Bartimaeus, a man of great faith, great confidence in the Lord, and a very good example for all of us as far as prayer, because Bartimaeus shows us the true qualities of prayer. He first praises Jesus, calling him the Son of David. Whenever we pray, we should always begin first by praising God and loving him and adoring him. That's why in the Our Father, before you get to the petitions, it starts out praising God. So we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we praise God first, and then we ask for what we need. Give us this day our daily bread, etc. So notice Bartimaeus begins with praising Jesus, and he prays with perseverance, even though the crowd tries to quiet him down. It says he shouts even louder, Son of David, have pity on me. So he's an example of persevering in prayer, of overcoming obstacles, of continuing to pray, continuing to call out to Jesus. And he prays with great confidence and great courage and boldness and says, I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. So this is, again, a very important event in the life, of course, Bartimaeus, and also for us too in reading the scriptures, because this occurred just 1 week before the Lord was to die. This occurred 1 week before the Lord went to Jerusalem. In fact, he was on his way to Jerusalem when this event happened. Jericho was only 18 miles outside of the city of Jerusalem, and pilgrims would always pass through Jericho on the way up to Jerusalem. It was a place especially known for beggars because it was a wealthy city. Jericho is one of the oldest cities in the world. And because of its proximity to the Jordan River and to the Dead Sea, it was a place almost like a resort town. And a lot of wealthy people lived there, so it was a place that had more than its share of beggars. They would always go by the roadside in order to ask the pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem for a handout. See, the beggars, they're smart. They know where their best opportunities are. So they would go to the wealthiest cities like Jericho. They would sit by the roadside and try to ask the pilgrims on their way up to pray in the temple, on the way to Jerusalem for the Passover, for a handout. So there was always large crowds going through Jericho on the way to Jerusalem. But today was an even bigger crowd because Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And so he heard that Jesus was passing by and the huge crowd was following him. And so Bartimaeus says, this is his chance. And so he cries out in such a loud voice, Son of David, have pity on me. Notice he calls Jesus the Messiah. He calls him the Son of David. So even though he was physically blind, he could spiritually see that Jesus was the Messiah. Unlike the scribes and the Pharisees and so many others of those days, they could physically see, but they were spiritually blind. They could not see that Jesus was the Messiah. They were spiritually blind. Jesus often said that to the scribes and Pharisees, you blind guides, you're leading people astray. And yet this blind man could see. He could see that Jesus was the Son of God. So he calls out to Jesus, asking him to heal him. And of course, the crowd tries to stop him, and Bartimaeus perseveres. He doesn't give up. It says he cried even louder, have pity on me. So Jesus does stop and say, bring him over. And it's interesting detail. It says in scripture that Bartimaeus threw off his cloak. A blind man, to throw away their cloak, they would never see it again. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to find it. But he didn't care. He was willing to give up his material possessions in order to get to meet Jesus. So he goes to Jesus and says, Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? He says, I want to see. And Jesus immediately cures him and says, your faith has saved you. Not only did his faith give him his sight back, his faith brought about his salvation, his justification, should we say. So it says, your faith has saved you. So not only was he physically healed, he was also spiritually healed by Jesus. And the last interesting detail is that Bartimaeus does not go back home. Bartimaeus follows Jesus down the road. He accompanies him into Jerusalem. So he became a follower of Christ. So what we have here is such a great story that occurred 1 week before the Lord died. A story of perseverance, a story of courage and of great faith, where this physically blind person, he could spiritually see, but then the Lord gave him his physical sight back and told him that he was now saved by the grace of God.